The Negotiation Fieldbook, a comprehensive guide to enhancing your negotiating skills. By David H. Lax, James K. Sabinius. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Negotiation Fieldbook, a comprehensive guide to enhancing your negotiating skills by David Lax and James K. Sabinius is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and strategies they need to become successful negotiators. The book is divided into three parts. The first part provides an overview of the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiations, the roles of the parties involved, and the strategies and tactics used in negotiations. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation, such as how to prepare for a negotiation, how to structure a negotiation, and how to handle difficult situations. The third part provides a comprehensive look at the negotiation process, including how to use the tools and strategies to achieve successful outcomes. The book also includes case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. The Negotiation Fieldbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills. It provides a comprehensive overview of the negotiation process, from the different types of negotiations to the strategies and tactics used in negotiations. It also provides practical advice on how to prepare for a negotiation, how to structure a negotiation, and how to handle difficult situations. The book also includes case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. The Negotiation Fieldbook is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the negotiation process. Negotiations involve a process of understanding the interests of both parties, developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement, and implementing the agreement. Main idea number 2. Prepare for negotiations. Preparation is key to successful negotiations, and involves researching the other party, understanding the interests of both parties, and developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 3. Understand the other party. Understanding the other party's interests, motivations, and constraints is essential to successful negotiations. Main idea number 4. Develop strategies. Developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement involves understanding the interests of both parties, analyzing the situation, and developing creative solutions. Main idea number 5. Use creative problem solving. Creative problem solving involves looking for new solutions to old problems, and can help negotiators reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 6. Manage conflict. Conflict is inevitable in negotiations, and managing it effectively is essential to successful negotiations. Main idea number 7. Use power effectively. Power is an important tool in negotiations, and can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 8. Negotiate with multiple parties. Negotiating with multiple parties can be challenging, but understanding the interests of all parties and developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement is essential. Main idea number 9. Negotiate in different cultures. Negotiating in different cultures requires understanding the cultural norms and expectations of the other party, and adapting strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 10. Negotiate in different settings. Negotiations can take place in different settings, and understanding the dynamics of the setting is essential to successful negotiations. Main idea number 11. Negotiate in different industries. Negotiations in different industries require understanding the industry dynamics and developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 12. Negotiate in different time frames. Negotiations can take place in different time frames, and understanding the dynamics of the time frame is essential to successful negotiations. Main idea number 13. Negotiate in different formats. Negotiations can take place in different formats, and understanding the dynamics of the format is essential to successful negotiations. Main idea number 14. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 15. Use negotiation techniques. Negotiation techniques can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 16. Use negotiation tools. Negotiation tools can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 17. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 18. Use negotiation styles. Negotiation styles can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 19. Use negotiation frameworks. Negotiation frameworks can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 20. Implement the agreement. Implementing the agreement involves understanding the interests of both parties, developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement, and ensuring that the agreement is implemented. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Negotiations involve a complex process of understanding the interests of both parties, developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement, and implementing the agreement. It is important to understand the interests of both parties in order to develop a successful negotiation strategy. This means understanding the needs, wants, and goals of each party, as well as their respective positions on the issue. Once the interests of both parties are understood, strategies can be developed to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This may involve compromise, creative problem solving, and other tactics. Once an agreement is reached, it is important to implement the agreement in a timely manner. This may involve setting deadlines, establishing a timeline for implementation, and ensuring that both parties are held accountable for their commitments. Negotiations can be a complex process, but with the right strategies and understanding of the interests of both parties, successful agreements can be reached. Main idea number 2. Preparing for negotiations is essential to achieving a successful outcome. It involves researching the other party, understanding the interests of both parties, and developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This research should include gathering information about the other party's goals, objectives, and constraints, as well as their bargaining power. It is also important to understand the context of the negotiation, including the legal and cultural environment. Additionally, it is important to develop a strategy for the negotiation, including a plan for how to approach the negotiation, what tactics to use, and how to respond to the other party's tactics. Finally, it is important to practice the negotiation in advance, to ensure that both parties are prepared and comfortable with the process. The Negotiation Field Book, A Comprehensive Guide to Enhancing Your Negotiating Skills by David Lax and James K. Sabinius provides an in-depth look at the preparation process. It covers topics such as how to research the other party, how to develop a negotiation strategy, and how to practice the negotiation. Additionally, it provides advice on how to handle difficult situations, how to use tactics to gain an advantage, and how to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. The book also includes case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills. Main idea number 3. In order to be successful in negotiations, it is essential to understand the other party's interests, motivations, and constraints. This means taking the time to research the other party, their goals, and their needs. It also means being open to listening to their perspective and understanding their point of view. By doing this, you can better understand what they are looking for and how to best meet their needs. Additionally, understanding the other party's constraints can help you to craft a deal that is mutually beneficial and that meets both parties' needs. When negotiating, it is important to remember that the other party is not your enemy. Instead, they are a partner in the process and should be treated as such. This means being respectful and open to their ideas and concerns. It also means being willing to compromise and work together to find a solution that works for both parties. By taking the time to understand the other party's interests, motivations, and constraints, you can create a successful negotiation that meets both parties' needs. Main idea number 4. Developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement involves understanding the interests of both parties. It is important to identify the underlying interests of each party, as well as the interests that are shared. This can be done by asking questions, listening to the other party, and understanding their perspective. Once the interests of both parties are identified, it is important to analyze the situation and develop creative solutions that meet the needs of both parties. This can involve brainstorming ideas, exploring different options, and considering different perspectives. It is also important to consider the potential risks and rewards of each option, and to ensure that the agreement is fair and equitable for both parties. Finally, it is important to communicate the agreement in a clear and concise manner, and to ensure that both parties understand the terms of the agreement. Main idea number 5. Creative problem solving is an important tool for negotiators to use in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. It involves looking for new solutions to old problems, and can help negotiators break through the traditional barriers that can prevent them from reaching a successful outcome. By thinking outside the box and coming up with creative solutions, negotiators can find ways to bridge the gap between their respective positions and come to an agreement that works for both parties. Creative problem solving can also help negotiators identify areas of common ground and build on them to create a stronger agreement. By using creative problem solving, negotiators can find solutions that are more creative, innovative, and beneficial for both parties. In order to use creative problem solving effectively, negotiators must be willing to take risks and think outside the box. They must be open to new ideas and be willing to explore different solutions. Negotiators should also be willing to listen to the other party and consider their ideas and perspectives. By doing so, negotiators can come up with creative solutions that are mutually beneficial and can help them reach a successful agreement. The Negotiation Field Book, a comprehensive guide to enhancing your negotiating skills by David Lax and James K. Sabinius, is an excellent resource for negotiators looking to use creative problem solving. It provides a comprehensive guide to enhancing negotiating skills and offers practical advice on how to use creative problem solving to reach successful agreements. The book also provides a variety of case studies and examples to illustrate how creative problem solving can be used in different situations. Main idea number 6. Managing conflict is an important part of successful negotiations. Conflict is an inevitable part of any negotiation, and it is important to be able to recognize and address it in order to reach a successful outcome. Conflict can arise from differences in interests, values, or goals, and it can be expressed in a variety of ways, such as through verbal arguments, physical aggression, or passive-aggressive behavior. It is important to be aware of the different types of conflict and to be prepared to address them in a constructive manner. When managing conflict, it is important to remain calm and professional. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to negotiate in order to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the potential for escalation and to be prepared to de-escalate the situation if necessary. Managing conflict effectively is essential to successful negotiations. It is important to be aware of the different types of conflict and to be prepared to address them in a constructive manner. Additionally, it is important to remain calm and professional, to be open to compromise, and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. By managing conflict effectively, negotiators can reach a successful outcome and avoid costly disputes. Main idea number 7. Power is an essential tool in negotiations and can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. To use power effectively, it is important to understand the different types of power available and how to use them. There are three main types of power: positional power, personal power, and structural power. Positional power is derived from one's position in an organization or society and can be used to influence the other party by leveraging one's authority. Personal power is derived from one's personal characteristics, such as charisma, intelligence, and experience, and can be used to persuade the other party. Structural power is derived from the structure of the negotiation, such as the number of parties involved, the resources available, and the time frame of the negotiation, and can be used to create leverage. In addition to understanding the different types of power, it is important to understand how to use power effectively. Power should be used strategically and should be used to create a win-win situation. It is important to remember that power should not be used to coerce or manipulate the other party, but rather to create an environment of mutual respect and understanding. It is also important to remember that power is not a one-way street, and that the other party also has power that can be used to influence the outcome of the negotiation. By understanding the different types of power and how to use them effectively, negotiators can create a successful negotiation that results in a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 8. Negotiating with multiple parties can be a complex process, but it is essential to understand the interests of all parties involved and develop strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. It is important to recognize that each party has different interests and objectives, and that these interests may conflict with one another. It is also important to be aware of the power dynamics between the parties, as this can influence the negotiation process. It is essential to be flexible and open to compromise, as well as to be willing to listen to the other parties and understand their perspectives. Additionally, it is important to be creative and think outside the box to come up with solutions that are acceptable to all parties. Finally, it is important to be patient and persistent in order to reach a successful outcome. The Negotiation Field Book, A Comprehensive Guide to Enhancing Your Negotiating Skills by David Lacks and James K. Sabinius, provides a comprehensive guide to negotiating with multiple parties. It provides strategies for understanding the interests of all parties, developing strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement, and managing the power dynamics between the parties. It also provides guidance on how to be flexible and open to compromise, as well as how to be creative and think outside the box. Additionally, it provides advice on how to be patient and persistent in order to reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 9. Negotiating in different cultures requires an understanding of the cultural norms and expectations of the other party. It is important to recognize that different cultures have different ways of communicating, and that these differences can have a significant impact on the negotiation process. For example, in some cultures, it is considered rude to be direct and assertive, while in others, it is expected. It is also important to understand the cultural context in which the negotiation is taking place, as this can influence the way in which the negotiation is conducted. In order to successfully negotiate in different cultures, it is important to be flexible and adaptable. This means being willing to adjust your strategies and tactics to meet the needs of the other party. It is also important to be aware of the cultural differences that may exist between the two parties, and to be respectful of those differences. By doing so, it is possible to reach a mutually beneficial agreement that is satisfactory to both parties. The Negotiation Field Book, A Comprehensive Guide to Enhancing Your Negotiating Skills by David Lacks and James K. Sabinius, provides an excellent resource for those looking to improve their negotiation skills in different cultures. The book provides detailed advice on how to effectively negotiate in different cultures, as well as strategies for overcoming cultural barriers. It also provides a comprehensive overview of the different negotiation styles and techniques used in different cultures, and how to best utilize them. Main idea number 10. Negotiations can take place in a variety of settings, from formal boardrooms to informal coffee shops. Each setting has its own unique dynamics that can affect the outcome of the negotiation. For example, a formal boardroom setting may be more intimidating and structured, while a casual coffee shop setting may be more relaxed and informal. It is important to understand the dynamics of the setting and adjust your negotiation strategy accordingly. In a formal setting, it is important to be aware of the power dynamics at play. The negotiator should be aware of the expectations of the other party and the potential for them to be more assertive or aggressive. It is also important to be aware of the potential for the other party to be more passive or accommodating. Understanding the dynamics of the setting can help the negotiator to adjust their approach and ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. In an informal setting, the negotiator should be aware of the potential for the conversation to become more relaxed and informal. This can be beneficial in some cases, as it can help to build trust and rapport between the parties. However, it is important to remain focused on the negotiation and ensure that the conversation does not become too casual or off-topic. Overall, it is important to understand the dynamics of the setting when negotiating. By being aware of the power dynamics and expectations of the other party, the negotiator can adjust their approach accordingly and ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a respectful and productive manner. Main idea number 11. Negotiations in different industries require a unique approach to ensure a successful outcome. Each industry has its own set of rules, regulations, and dynamics that must be taken into account when negotiating. It is important to understand the industry and the players involved in order to develop a strategy that will lead to a mutually beneficial agreement. When negotiating in different industries, it is important to research the industry and the players involved. This will help to identify the key issues and interests of each party, as well as the potential areas of agreement and disagreement. It is also important to understand the industry dynamics, such as the competitive landscape, the regulatory environment, and the economic conditions. This will help to identify potential opportunities and risks that may arise during the negotiation process. Once the industry and players have been researched, it is important to develop a negotiation strategy that takes into account the interests of all parties. This strategy should include a clear understanding of the goals and objectives of each party, as well as the potential areas of agreement and disagreement. It is also important to consider the potential risks and opportunities that may arise during the negotiation process. Negotiating in different industries requires an understanding of the industry dynamics and a strategy that takes into account the interests of all parties. By researching the industry and the players involved, developing a negotiation strategy, and considering the potential risks and opportunities, it is possible to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 12. Negotiations can take place in different time frames, and understanding the dynamics of the time frame is essential to successful negotiations. For example, negotiations can take place over a short period of time, such as a few hours or days, or they can take place over a longer period of time, such as weeks or months. Each time frame has its own advantages and disadvantages, and it is important to understand how to best use the time frame to your advantage. In short-term negotiations, the parties involved have limited time to reach an agreement, and this can lead to a sense of urgency and pressure to reach a deal. This can be beneficial in that it can help to focus the parties on the key issues and help to move the negotiation process along quickly. However, it can also lead to rushed decisions and a lack of thorough consideration of all the issues. In long-term negotiations, the parties have more time to consider all the issues and to develop a more comprehensive agreement. This can be beneficial in that it allows for more thorough consideration of all the issues and can lead to a more comprehensive agreement. However, it can also lead to delays and a lack of urgency, which can lead to a stalemate in the negotiation process. It is important to understand the dynamics of the time frame when negotiating and to use it to your advantage. By understanding the advantages and disadvantages of different time frames, you can use the time frame to your advantage and ensure that you are able to reach a successful agreement. Main idea number 13. Negotiations can take place in a variety of formats, each of which has its own unique dynamics. For example, face-to-face negotiations are often the most effective way to reach an agreement, as they allow for direct communication and the ability to read body language. However, negotiations can also take place over the phone, via email, or even through video conferencing. When negotiating in different formats, it is important to understand the dynamics of the format. For example, when negotiating over the phone, it is important to be aware of the potential for misunderstandings due to the lack of visual cues. Similarly, when negotiating via email, it is important to be aware of the potential for miscommunication due to the lack of tone and inflection. It is also important to be aware of the potential for delays when negotiating in different formats. For example, when negotiating via email, it can take time for the other party to respond, which can lead to delays in reaching an agreement. Similarly, when negotiating over the phone, it can be difficult to get the other party to commit to a decision in a timely manner. By understanding the dynamics of different negotiation formats, it is possible to maximize the effectiveness of negotiations and reach an agreement in a timely manner. By being aware of the potential pitfalls of each format, it is possible to avoid misunderstandings and miscommunications, and to ensure that negotiations are conducted in an efficient and effective manner. Main idea number 14. Negotiation tactics are strategies used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. They can be used to gain leverage, create a sense of urgency, and build trust. Tactics can range from simple tactics such as making a concession to more complex tactics such as using a third-party mediator. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation process, such as gaining a better price or more favorable terms. The Negotiation Fieldbook provides a comprehensive guide to enhancing your negotiating skills. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of negotiation to more advanced tactics. It provides guidance on how to prepare for a negotiation, how to structure a negotiation, and how to use tactics to gain an advantage. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations and how to resolve disputes. The Negotiation Fieldbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills. It provides a comprehensive overview of negotiation tactics and strategies, and it offers practical advice on how to use them effectively. With its comprehensive coverage and practical advice, the Negotiation Fieldbook is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a better negotiator. Main idea number 15. Negotiation techniques are an important tool for any successful negotiator. They can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiation techniques can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. They can also be used to create a more equitable distribution of resources, or to ensure that both parties are heard and respected. Negotiation techniques can include active listening, asking questions, making concessions, and using persuasive language. Active listening involves paying attention to the other party and understanding their needs and interests. Asking questions can help to clarify the other party's position and to identify areas of agreement and disagreement. Making concessions can help to bridge the gap between the two parties and to reach a compromise. Finally, persuasive language can be used to convince the other party to accept a particular point of view. Negotiation techniques can be used in a variety of contexts, from business negotiations to diplomatic negotiations. They can also be used in everyday life, such as when negotiating with a spouse or a friend. By using negotiation techniques, negotiators can create a more equitable and mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 16. Negotiation tools are an important part of the negotiation process. They can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiation tools can include a variety of tactics, such as making concessions, using persuasive language, and making offers that are difficult to refuse. They can also include strategies such as setting deadlines, making counteroffers, and using the power of silence. The Negotiation Fieldbook by David Lax and James K. Sabinius provides a comprehensive guide to enhancing your negotiating skills. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of negotiation to more advanced techniques. It also provides practical advice on how to use negotiation tools to your advantage. The book includes case studies and examples to illustrate how to use negotiation tools effectively. Negotiation tools can be used to create a win-win situation for both parties. By using the right tools, you can ensure that both parties come away from the negotiation feeling satisfied with the outcome. With the right negotiation tools, you can create a successful negotiation that results in a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 17. Negotiation strategies are essential for successful negotiations. They can be used to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiation strategies can be divided into two categories, hard and soft. Hard strategies involve taking a firm stance and making demands, while soft strategies involve building relationships and finding common ground. When using hard strategies, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and needs. This will help you to make demands that are reasonable and that the other party is likely to accept. It is also important to be aware of the other party's power and resources, as this will help you to determine how much you can realistically expect to gain from the negotiation. Soft strategies involve building relationships and finding common ground. This can be done by listening to the other party's concerns and interests, and by finding areas of agreement. It is also important to be flexible and open to compromise. This will help to create an atmosphere of trust and cooperation, which is essential for successful negotiations. Negotiation strategies are essential for successful negotiations. By using a combination of hard and soft strategies, it is possible to influence the other party and reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 18. Negotiation styles are an important tool for influencing the other party and reaching a mutually beneficial agreement. Different styles can be used to achieve different outcomes, depending on the situation. For example, a collaborative style may be used to build trust and foster a cooperative atmosphere, while a competitive style may be used to drive a hard bargain and maximize one's own interests. It is important to understand the different styles and how to use them effectively in order to achieve the best possible outcome. The Negotiation Field Book by David Lax and James K. Sabinius provides an in-depth look at the different negotiation styles and how to use them. It covers topics such as how to assess the other party's interests, how to create value through creative problem solving, and how to use power and influence to reach an agreement. It also provides practical advice on how to prepare for a negotiation, how to handle difficult situations, and how to manage the process. With its comprehensive approach, the Negotiation Field Book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their negotiation skills. Main idea number 19. Negotiation frameworks are a powerful tool for negotiators to use in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. They provide a structure for the negotiation process, allowing the parties to focus on the key issues and come to a resolution. Negotiation frameworks can be used to identify the interests of both parties, identify potential solutions, and develop strategies to reach an agreement. They can also be used to create a sense of fairness and trust between the parties, which can help to ensure that the agreement is mutually beneficial. Negotiation frameworks can be tailored to the specific needs of the parties involved. They can be used to identify the interests of both parties, identify potential solutions, and develop strategies to reach an agreement. They can also be used to create a sense of fairness and trust between the parties, which can help to ensure that the agreement is mutually beneficial. Negotiation frameworks can also be used to identify potential areas of conflict and develop strategies to resolve them. Negotiation frameworks can be used to create a win-win situation for both parties. They can be used to identify the interests of both parties, identify potential solutions, and develop strategies to reach an agreement. They can also be used to create a sense of fairness and trust between the parties, which can help to ensure that the agreement is mutually beneficial. Negotiation frameworks can also be used to identify potential areas of conflict and develop strategies to resolve them. Negotiation frameworks can be a powerful tool for negotiators to use in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. They provide a structure for the negotiation process, allowing the parties to focus on the key issues and come to a resolution. Negotiation frameworks can be tailored to the specific needs of the parties involved, and can be used to create a win-win situation for both parties. By using negotiation frameworks, negotiators can ensure that the agreement is mutually beneficial and that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 20. Implementing an agreement requires careful consideration of both parties' interests. It is important to understand the needs of each party and develop strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This may involve compromise and creative solutions to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. Once the agreement is reached, it is important to ensure that it is implemented. This may involve setting up a timeline for implementation, assigning tasks to each party, and monitoring progress. It is also important to ensure that the agreement is legally binding and that both parties are held accountable for their commitments. Finally, it is important to review the agreement periodically to ensure that it is still meeting the needs of both parties. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.